All right, thanks very much. We're back here, and we're back here with Christo Hartmann and Americans in Action. We're going to talk about not being a dead person, right, Christo? Is that essentially the gist here?
That's it, because of course the court system recognizes us as being dead at sea. And that actually,
how do we know that? Where does this, just to give me a basis so people know that this is legit, is that how do we know that that's the way it works? Is that what it says, like in Black's Law and or whatever, Blackstone?
Black's Law, 4th or 6th edition, not the new one, because they change things constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if you look up banker, you'll see it says judge. And that's exactly what it is. It's all about the money.
Definitions, in other words.
Yeah. But we got to go all the way back to the birth certificate, because that's what really happens. When each and every one of us is born, and mom's in the foundling hospital, they give her an application for a birth certificate. And she thinks that that's all it is. Little did she know that she actually signed us over as property to the state. In this case, the corporation, the foreign state. And with that, you never own your property, your business, or your children. We're getting horrendous stories across the nation of CPS grabbing their children with trumped up charges, and you never see them again. And that's the sex trafficking. About 60 to 70% of the judges are involved with sex trafficking in collusion with the CPS. When they sell the children, they make between $40,000 and $100,000 per child. And then again, you never see them again. There's some children that have escaped and actually on video actually tells of their horrific story of how they've been raped and how they've been made to be with, so many men and this and that. Kathy O'Brien is one that is really famous because she was part of the MK Ultra mind control and sex trafficking. And she was involved in that for 20 years and finally escaped. So we have really, I would say hundreds of people, mostly women, that were involved with sex trafficking, were involved with just being arrested with no charges or trumped up charges. That is testimony in itself. All the, one or two, all right, but hundreds? Oh my goodness. There's gotta be some validity to it. Back to the birth certificate. It's the birth certificate that is a certificate to do commerce, along with your social security number. It's a new law that they made that your social security number is used as a CUSIP number, which is really a number that the IMF brings in about $600,000 to $800,000 and opens up this trust. The trust is called the SESTA-QV Trust, and they do commerce with that, with your name, but all caps, known as the straw man, and they do commerce internationally. So right now, Lee, you're worth about, between $800 million and $1.5 billion. Now, the thing of it is that in trust law, it's who creates the trust controls the trust, and they created it, so they control it. A lot of people get into trouble trying to get money from the trust because they think they own it. They don't. And so the fraud is, it's a great plan to use that money and to do commerce internationally and accrue all that money. The fraud is they don't tell you and they keep all the profits. And so...
And we can, this is the GMEI that you can look up.
You can look that up, yeah.
And that's your, because I did that and it's true. I mean, there was a number, I had a bigger number on me than my husband or my kids.
Yeah, it depends on how good they do the commerce,
It's because, I was working as a surgeon all my life. So they had numbers on me.
There you go.
And I think it'll be interesting that my older son's a surgeon now. I'm going to look him up again and see if now his number has changed.
Right. Now they changed the entrance point. I don't know how long you did that. How long ago? How long ago was that?
That was about sometime after, I would say, between 6 months and a year ago.
Okay, so they changed it, and now a lot of people can't get in to see the information, and all they have to do is put hyphens in. They want you as a ward of the state, and we have to realize that the bar system, the bar courts, the bar judges, prosecutors, and your own attorney are in collusion with each other, and they will railroad you to a predetermined outcome. And so in doing that, it takes three signatures in court to find you guilty or incarcerate you, put you in jail. Guess who those three signatures are? The judge, the prosecutor, and you. Oh, not you. You signed, you got a bar attorney. You signed over your vote or your power of attorney to a stranger. Little do you know that stranger will betray you, not tell you that he signed off, so you are found guilty. Each time you go to court, they open up a bond and they're making money and pulling money from your trust that they keep themselves.
This is your attorney,
prosecutors, and your own bar attorney. So your old bar attorney is making tens of thousands of dollars as long as he stays in collusion with the judge and the prosecutor. And in making that money, he will never let you know. It is a serious crime for any bar attorney to give up the fraud, to tell anybody. So he never is going to do that. Most, I would say, pretty much 60%, maybe 70% of bar attorneys are Masons. Masons in the very beginning was a good organization, but it was infiltrated, just like this country was infiltrated, just like our Supreme Court was infiltrated, just like our Congress is infiltrated, with nefarious entities more communist-minded than anything else. And they sell their soul to the devil, to the money. It's all about the money. Yeah. And so that's basically the setup. Now, a lot of patriots are going into court. If you are a child of God, if you love your creator, for you to step foot in the courtroom, that's an act of treason, not only to all the American people, but to God, because they only deal in dead. Now, there's a maxim of law, Lee, that in court, they can only deal with like. So they can't represent a child of God. They're not allowed to. They can only represent a corporation. Now, here's the rub. Way back when, I believe it was actually Abraham Lincoln, they made the word person mean corporation. So if they call you a person and you say, yeah, you just put yourself back into their jurisdiction where they're going to railroad you to a predetermined outcome.
You know, and this may sound crazy to people, but I can tell you it's the same thing with the income tax. I learned this from Payman Motahede in the Freedom Law School. They say all citizens of the United States are subject to the federal income tax, but then they define what's a citizen of the United States? Someone that lives in the District of Columbia or the states. What are the states? The District of Columbia. So essentially they've redefined all the terms to make you, and it's very convoluted, but essentially they define the United States for the purpose of federal income tax as the District of Columbia.
Yeah. Now, we've got to remember, that's so right, Lee. True. But we got to remember that the Federal Reserve and the IRS are not government agencies.
Right. It's the corporation.
They are privately owned corporations for profit. Guess who gets the profit? The Vatican. Because the Vatican set it up. The Vatican also set up another corporation called Unidroit, and you can look that up.
I'm sorry, it was called what?
Unidroit.
U-N-I, like droid?
U-N-O-D-R-O-I-T.
Oh, droid.
Okay. And in that, even the corrupted state pays Unidroit $225,000 a year to use all the UCC codes. That's who owns the UCC codes. The Vatican is the one that created the UCC codes. The UCC codes are used as law, and they're not law at all. There's no statutes, codes, mandates that are law, true law. They are law of the corporation. Now, here's the rub on this. And this is something that people need to know in order to have a chance. Number one, never step foot physically, personam in court. Handle everything administratively. That's what we've been doing to a total success. And in that, you never go back into their jurisdiction where they can railroad you. If you announce that you are a child of God, they never debunk it. Why? Because it's the truth. And they would be held in breach of trust if they tried to debunk anything that's true. So you must realize that. There's a difference between standing and defending. When you get a bar attorney, that's your defense. Once you start to defend yourself in court, you just made yourself guilty. There's no getting out of it. Standing is a different thing. Standing is declaring, I am not a part of this foreign state. I am a child of God. But here's the rub, Lee. This is so exciting. In trust law, which applied meticulously, is 100% effective. In trust law, you come to the court and you say, I am a friend of the court. I am not an enemy of the state, nor do I hang out with any enemy of the state. What did you just do there? What you did is that you took the conflict, the war, out of the court system, because that court system, that bar court system, can only deal when there's conflict. If there's no conflict, there's no court, there's no case. It's got to have conflict. So another thing that we have to change our thinking, is that the judge, the court, never does anything wrong. Now that's a real twist. What does that mean? Let's look at it with clean eyes. They set this whole thing up, the bar courts, the foreign state, the trust, and they do a great job. In their jurisdiction of commerce.
Yeah, it's all internally consistent.
They are perfect in it. They never can make a mistake. Do you see how that is? If you don't get that, you're going to lose. If you try to fight them, you're going to lose. Another thing, it just skipped my mind. I got to bring it back. We mentioned Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is not part of the United States. It is a foreign country. It has its own jurisdiction, its own rules. That's why so many of the January 6th innocent people that are being arrested and jailed, they bring them to Washington, D.C. And if you don't know what that is, you just fell into the dragon's mouth. There's no way you're going to win.
Now, let me ask you, federal penitentiaries outside of the D.C. area, do they fall under that jurisdiction too?
Well, yes, but a penitentiary is an outcome and not really the court situation.
I was thinking of Bishop Grennan and the, you know, over the chlorine dioxide thing, that they're holding these people there like they're holding the January 6th people. He's been in jail for three years, but he stays in a federal penitentiary. They don't in Florida. So,
right. I know. We know another doctor. He was saving people with MMS and they arrested him and his two sons, and his two sons are in a federal penitentiary.
Well, that's Florida. It. That's Mark Grennan. I'm pretty sure we're talking the same person.
That's exactly him.
Yeah. He's not a doctor. He's a minister, but exactly that.
That's and right. He's still in Colombia, in a jail in Colombia.
No, they just moved him. They moved him to Miami. So they're all together now.
Oh, they are all together now. Well, how they'll wait for him. Yeah. Yeah.
But they're still in jail. They've been longer than the January 6th. And that's why I was asking about the penitentiary.
Well, the thing that we have to know here is that, you know, the FBI is a political weapon. And even the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, he's a WEF member that goes to all the meetings.
Right.
So you tell me how that could be.
So
they could be an honor.
So the point I guess I'm going to ask is then the point is to get yourself out of that system before it happens to you.
There you go.
Before the federal marshal shows up at your door.
There you go. That's exactly
Scott,
right.
My friend Scott Kesterson, Bards FM, that's what happened to him. He was in a hotel room. A federal marshal showed up, arrested him. He had no charges for 21 days. He's in jail. The federal marshal couldn't tell him what it was about. He, you know, you could tell he knew that it wasn't right. They're doing this to people all over. So
exactly are doing it. And it is nefarious and it's anti-God. It's anti-American. And they're enemies of the freedom of the American people. Right. We've been infiltrated. There's no doubt about it. You know what Biden crime family is doing. Everything they're doing is anti-American, anti-freedom. It's against the American people. Do you know how many people died of fentanyl already opening up the borders? It's just horrendous what they're doing. And him with the Ukraine thing and sending $200 billion right. so far. And now he's over there in personam and paying for their some sort of, I don't know. Their
pensioners.
He's gonna pay the pension. That's right. That's right.
He's going to pay Ukrainians pension while he's stealing from the pensioners' taxes from America. Yeah,
exactly. Right. Well, here's the deal on this too.
Unbelievable.
He needs to have the Ukraine stay alive. And he needs to keep on lying about, that's Biden, lying about what the Ukraine is. Yeah. The Ukraine is home of sex trafficking. He launders his billions of dollars that he gets illegally from the CCP, Big Pharma, and what have you. And he also, Zelensky's a Nazi for sure, cross-dressing Nazi. And he's been killing his own people since 2014.
Right.
We had reporters go over there and meet with the people. The people, all of them said, we don't hate the American people. We hate the government of America because it's corrupted.
Right. They're doing it.
Mainstream press is complacent to this whole thing because they withhold the truth and they tell lies. Mm-hmm. And so most of the people, 60% of the people, think that Putin is evil. And that Ukraine is being needlessly at war, and it's not true. The reason Putin went in there, because he realized there were 43 bioweapon labs that were making more viruses and disease to inflict upon humanity, and he shut them all down.
Yeah.
That was the first thing.
I've done a program. I follow that closely, so I've done a few programs on that.
So you know, okay.
Oh, they know. Yeah, they know all about that. I read Russian, so I get. I try and get to the direct source here. So
that's great, Lee.
So that's why. But that is why what we're talking about here is we've got a renegade non-government. We've got a renegade correct. Foreign corporation that's running our country right now.
Correct.
And until we can get them out of here, we have to protect ourselves is the way I see your program.
That's exactly right. And using God's law, which is trust law, by the way, Lee, this trust law comes from the Bible. Most of it's in Genesis, and the Bible is written in code. And once that you, in having a wonderful relationship with your creator, he opens that up for you so that you can read it. And so many people have said the Bible's really a law book and it's pretty close to the truth because he tells you how to stand.
Right. And so I know you have a course coming up. I'm going to go there in Des Moines. And we'll talk about that later, but in the meantime, tell us the first step before we take a break here. Tell us the first step of what we would do then to try and extricate ourselves from this corporation that we've been trapped by.
Okay, good question, Lee. So first of all, realize that you are a ward of the state. There's no way around it. If you were born in the United States and have a birth certificate, you have that straw man going on. And all the fraud that's happened. Lee, did you know that they passed an act It might have been called the Maternity Act in the 40s. And they declared that every U.S. citizen is an enemy of the state. And they take that to court as if you're an enemy. And that's how they railroad you. You have to debunk that. What did I say in the beginning? I am not an enemy of the state. So once you debunk it, that no longer is in effect. Now, here's something else that's real important. And this is involved with trust law. You have to realize that they consider you to be a trustee of that Sestakuvi trust. And it's not true. You have to turn that around. As soon as you say, and this is administratively, in court, administratively, that I am the beneficiary, and thank you, trustee, that's the judge, for doing your great job at what you do. So now let's take a moment. We have to go back to when you do a mortgage, when you buy a car, when you buy a boat, when any large thing that you buy, that is automatically paid for through your trust. So let's say the bank gives you supposedly a loan, which isn't a loan at all. It's credit, but that's another story. And in that, as soon as the bank gets your signature and your social, they send it to the Treasury Department. Treasury Department goes to your trust and pulls the funds. So let's say that you have $1 million that you have to pay off. When they give you payments to make monthly, they're actually double dipping. It's already paid. And when you apply trust law,
this would apply to the loans that we got from the government for COVID, for small business loans.
Without a doubt. It doesn't come from the government.
You got my ears up now. Okay.
Exactly. And so you got to realize that. But people get upset and pissed off and they go to fight. They're going to lose. You have to remain what we call staying in honor. Staying in honor is just that. You speak the truth, but you don't call them, a donkey, and you don't yell at them, and you don't fight them, and you never defend yourself. Don't forget, write this down, folks. I do not defend myself because that makes me guilty, but I do stand. I am a child of God. You know what my name really is? Christopher, in the house and lineage of Hartman, I am a child of God and a free living, breathing man. And in your case, a free living, breathing woman. Once you declare that, you are out of jurisdiction from the foreign state, the bar courts. You declared that you're a child of God. You're out of jurisdiction. They have no jurisdiction over you, but you have to know how to stand. You just can't take this interview today, take these little tidbits, and then try to apply it. No, don't do that.
You have to study it.
You have to study it. Then you have to do scenes with your friends and family as if you were in court administratively, of course, and work it until you get it. I say this. When information comes to us, it goes here in the intellect. Oh, I understand it. Oh, I comprehend it. It isn't potent being here. You have to apply it. And in the experience of applying it, it comes here. Now it becomes knowledge to wisdom. Wisdom lives here. Knowledge lives in the internet. In the intellect, there's no real emotion that happens or energy. Only here. E-motion, energy and motion. When it lives here, you don't have to have a script. You already know it. And you can start talking and the whole truth will come out because it lives. You have become it. And that's the important thing with trust law. So where were we?
Well, our first step, and I have to think it's probably due to we're going to do something with our birth certificate.
Okay. So there's a thing called repudiation or correcting your status.
Okay.
As for me, when I found out about all this fraud, I was appalled. It was disgusting to me. And at first I was angry, but then I felt all the feelings without performance. And I go, okay, what can I do? So I researched it. And what you can do is correct your status. And that comes in the form of an affidavit. An affidavit is a declaration of truth. It's very important that everything you put in that affidavit is truthful, because if it isn't, this is a legal document and you go to jail if you're telling a lie. That's why it's never rebunked, because we tell the truth. In an affidavit, the three parts of a valid affidavit is following. Number one part, tell them how you've been harmed with their fraud and all the nefarious acts. Number two, give the evidence that you've been harmed. Give the evidence of how you've been harmed. Number three, the remedy. So a valid affidavit has three parts to it, those three parts. In the remedy, I can no longer be a part of this fraud. I can no longer be under you that you declare yourself to be God. I stand only under my creator. So in that, I'm retracting my connection with you. And that's the affidavit or you send it to the Secretary of State, Fed. And then that's the most important. And you must send it registered mail. So there's tracking on every right. step.
Not certified, but registered.
That's correct. Costs a little more, but it's very important that you do that. And then you have an option to send it to your birth state SOS, the Fed AG, Trump, president of that corporation, Biden, if you want. You can send it to any one of those positions that you want to. But the most important and the only one that is necessary is to the Fed SOS. And so once you do that, you wait 21 days. I give them two extra days, 23. And then there's four other documents that go with this repudiation. And they're very easy, real quick. One, I believe, is a letter of reconveyance. What is that, Maddie? Yeah. Uh-huh. And in that, it's only a page and a half, but we have all those forms. And you get it filed, recorded. Now, you can record it in your county that you live in, but a lot of the counties are charging $200, $300 to record it. Some counties even are saying, no, we were told not to record this, which is a felony. So you got to call them out on that. But if you want to record it for $30, no matter how many forms there are, pages, go to Pima County, Arizona. $30 for 200 pages or for one page. It's just, and they're so lovely and they're so amazing. So that'll save you some money and some trouble because they're a yes and they do it for $30.
And you don't have to be there in person, I'm assuming.
You send it through the mail. I got mine back in a week. That's how quick they are. So that's really good. So now you have moved from being a resident or a citizen in the corrupted state under their jurisdiction all the way over to living in the private. Another term for living in the private is you are now in the kingdom of heaven, as it should be. In that, now you can stop there. Or you can keep on going on. And what that means going on is your next step would be take your passport to the passport agency and get this so that they have it at the passport that you are a state national. So that if anybody stops you and looks you up, they will see that you're a free man, free woman, state national, and you have partial immunity.
Now, and does that mean you replace your passport? Did they give you a new passport? You just tell them this and it gets into their records. So whenever
paperwork, that's right. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people talk about stars, 4 stars, 5 stars. I mean, it doesn't matter. If you serve it, it's going to be there. I always wait 6 months to make sure. And then you can call, if you have friends or family that's a sheriff, you can ask him to look up your passport. And sometimes the reaction is like this, they'll look it up in front of you, takes a minute or less, and they'll look at it and they'll stare at it for a minute.
How did you do that?
And they'll go, who the hell are you? They can't show you, but they can react that way. And that's a lot of reports we're beginning back. In addition to that, now anything that connects you with the foreign state, the corporation, a nefarious corporation, you are still contracted to them. What do I mean? Marriage license, the DMV, driver's license, any other license you have. If you're a doctor, your medical license, right? Still connected. You know how nefarious the medical boards are.
Right. Well, I was actually going to ask you about that because the medical board, that, as far as I can determine, it's not a federal license, though. It's a state license. So how does that connect me to them? I mean, I'd be happy, you know, doing something about this. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just wondering what's the connection, I guess?
Okay, let me just start from the beginning. Medical boards, they're paid millions of dollars to do the big pharma's nefarious works of saying the vaccine is a vaccine and will help you or kills you or maims you at best. And so they're totally corrupted. I don't know.
We know that. Yeah.
That is honest. You know, they're totally corrupted. They take license from good doctors away. If they use ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, the Reich machine, or anything else, you know this. I'm just saying this for your audience. And they're nefarious. They're criminal.
Yeah.
This is a felony. Now, the medical board, and there's a medical board in each state, as you know, the medical boards has jurisdiction over you for as long as you have that license. The license from the medical board is also connected to the DOJ. And so we've noticed that when doctors either get it taken or give back their license, the DOJ just wants an explanation. Why are you leaving and this and that? No big deal. We don't answer any questions from foreign state employees.
So and that's the federal Department of Justice. That is
that's right.
That's they have exactly some. Right. They have some connection. I know that. I believe that to be true. We've just been hard to prove it, but yeah.
Yeah, well, the proof is this. We know many doctors that give them their license back and all the harassment stops immediately. I'd like to be a fly in the wall when they open up the envelope and say, what? She gave her license back? We can't do anything now. It's so amazing.
They were being harassed by the Department of Justice.
No, they were being harassed by the medical board, threatening to take their license away. Like it's something good. Medical license, you're in prison, as you know.
Yeah.
And they'll harass you to no end because they think that the license is the end all. And it's something, if you have a license with anything, recommendation is get rid of it, get out of it. Can you imagine making a license for your right to live, for your right to heal people the way that you declare?
Right. So this applies to licensed electricians, for example.
Yeah. Anything that you make a license, anything that you register, even voting, you are part of the foreign state.
But when you do that, when you give your, let's say you're an electrician, you give your license back, I mean, don't they come? I mean, that's the issue, is that they come out. It's not so much with doctors. I got to be honest. Most of the time when doctors give up their license, it's just they're retiring or whatever. So you don't hear about it there. But you hear about electricians that seem to get into trouble because they're doing whatever and they're not licensed. What? How does that work?
Well, with everything, anybody that has a license doing anything, we've seen it over and over again in every department, including electricians. The best, safest way now, this will change, but now, is you are no longer an electrician. You are a handyman. What do you need? Okay. There you go.
I see.
We even have doctors that gave back their license, and they were, plants were made, were created. They were approached at grocery stores. They would say, "Hey, Dr. Smith." And if you answer, there it is. So you got to be, and we school people on how to live your life. And it'll only take about a month, then they give up because they know that you know the truth. And so, you know, if somebody says, "Hey, Dr. Smith," you could turn and say, "Pardon me? I'm not a doctor. Who are you calling? Who are you?" You know, or not answer at all, just walk away. And so you don't want to discriminate yourself. So you never use doctor. You take it from your name. You don't use doctor. You don't react to Dr. So-and-so. You are in safe haven.
Okay.
So we had a few doctors recently. They had thousands of patients or clients. And he had to alert all of them of what's going on. And 95% of all the people loved what he was doing and was so appreciative and stayed with him. And it's so wonderful. But, you know, we got to realize this. We're not the ones committing a crime. They are. Mm-hmm. And they're abusing their station, using that to do harmful acts to our beautiful doctors and people. And we're straightening this out.
Nice.
There is a path that you can live private in the kingdom of heaven and all the harassment goes away. But number one, you got to get the fight out of you. If you have fight in you, I want to get them. This is a reflective world, and that reflection is going to come back to you. That's why if you remain as a friend, if you remain in peace and love, that's going to come back to you. That's a cosmic law.
Yeah.
Whatever you give, you're going to get back 100-fold. So that even makes sense that way, to change the patriot fight into the kingdom of heaven, child of God, daughter of the King of Kings, peace, love, and joy. And that's how we change things.
I see that being the case. I have to tell you that it's hard to let go of the fact that by their actions, they killed children.
Yes.
You know, they killed, you know, the most precious people among us.
Yes.
And they killed the infirm. They killed the elderly. You know, I've always said it says what your society is really about when you see how it takes care of the most vulnerable among us.
Yes.
And they're basically murdering them. So it's hard for me to just let them off the hook. How do we resolve that?
This works like forgiveness. You don't forgive somebody for them. You're forgiving somebody for you. Because if you don't have forgiveness in your heart, you will never love again because your heart will be closed. You're holding on. I'm not forgiving. He killed my child. And you can never decide to forgive. Decision comes from here. Forgiveness comes from here. It has to wash over you. I say that with the four
sacraments again.
Yeah, I say that with the four sacraments, which are compassion, gratitude, humility, and forgiveness. Four sacraments that you can never decide. It has to become you. And it becomes you from getting out of the war and being in the private, the kingdom of heaven, child of God, lover of my creator. And that's where you live. You know, people hear kingdom of heaven and they think, oh yeah, I'm a kingdom of heaven. I read the Bible and, you know, go to church or whatever. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. It's good if you do that, but you know what? That isn't it. The kingdom of heaven is a consciousness. It's a consciousness minus anything else but love. And you live in that love, in that rule of love, in that, when you're really in that, all the nefarious other emotions fall away, including anger and hatred and everything else. And you become in the image and likeness of your creator. It's an amazing experience. You just have to surrender to the conditioning. You know, we've all been conditioned, Lee. And we've been conditioned by the people that raised us, whether it's our parents, our grandparents, or uncles, or whatever. The first time that you received no, don't pee yourself. No, don't eat that raw meat. No, don't you get angry with me. The thousands of no's, you went into hiding because it was too painful, because all those no's indicated that what you are is not good enough. So you went into hiding and this altered ego came out. And that's how most people identify themselves. And the altered ego is full of what? The no's. No, you're not good enough. No, you won't succeed. No, you can't do this. So we have a, you can call it a process or a session, where we assist people to get out of the altered ego and become the true child of God, where everything becomes so much easier and you're living in peace. It's just an amazing thing. And actually, in that consciousness, you could be surrounded by nefarious entities and they wouldn't even see you. I mean, that's how powerful it is. It's just amazing. We see miracles all over the place when people get, I surrender. I'm a child of God. I love my father. I love life. You know, health I am, beauty I am, healing I am. It's just an amazing experience. And this is what it takes to be potent in your standing to be free. Isn't that something?
Wow.
Well, so with that, you can stop at the repudiation and you record everything. Then you can do, it's optional. You can do the passport if you want. And then you can do, if you're married, do you know when people get married, Lee, they're not marrying each other with that license. They're marrying the state. So it's the wife marries the state, the husband marries the state, and they leave God out of it. So in giving that back, you're not connected anymore to the state with that license of what should be free, right? And then they do another marriage ceremony utilizing the Bible, some of them, and they write down their vows in the Bible and they do it, and it's a beautiful ceremony. And that's how it should be. Being married is private between two people and your creator. And that's the way it should be. No government. See, the government, the whole consciousness of the government is that they want to take place of your creator. They want you to consider the government as being God, to control you, to own you, to monitor you. That isn't for me. Mm-mm. Therefore, repudiation. There it is. And it's actually, when I did that, and I wrote down all the fraud, I started crying my eyes out. Because when you write down something, it's different than being in the head. You see it, you read it, and then you feel it. And it's like, oh my God, this is all true. Oh my God. And then you do research, and then we have templates and everything else, but you have to do it in your own words. And in that, you see all, you know, this isn't brand new. This has been going on for, well, this is really good versus evil. God versus Satan, really, that's what's going on. And this has been happening for tens of thousands of years, decades, right? But this particular, with the United States and the takeover of our country, this has been happening for about, ever since Abraham Lincoln came in. You know, it's so funny, Lee, all the history, it's not true. All the history books and what we're taught is not true.
I figured that one out.
They lauded and applauded nefarious presidents that were put in there. Did you know Lincoln was a bar attorney?
Yeah.
Did you know Lincoln failed 7 times to be president? Nobody wanted him until the central banks, and he made a deal with the central banks in New York and England, and they gave him $5 million. His opponent at that time for president had $5,000, which was a lot of money at that time. Can you imagine $5 million? And he became that president. But then the first thing he did is he bankrupt our country, and he made it a corporation, and he brought in the bar system. Does anybody know what bar stands for?
British
Accredited Registry.
Yeah.
Your bar attorney is still oath to the central banks, the crown, and England. Do you know what the balance of any true bill of that is?
I have a feeling it's going to be zero.
Zero.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they will try anything not to give you a true bill. But if you mention to any of them that this is a trust matter and I would like to have a true bill, if you give me a true bill, I'll pay the balance and it'll be all done. They never will. In actual fact, I shouldn't say never. There have been some banks in the last 10 or 15 years that have given the true bill, but they get a letter with it. As you can see, your balance is zero. So this is all taken care of. Thank you very much for your business.
What about a car dealer? When you go through a car dealer, so individuals like that can do this too?
That's right.
Wow.
Now, but hold on. The car dealer makes the deal, but usually they're not the funder. So you're doing this with the funder, not the dealership. However, there's something to do with the dealership. If you pay cash for your vehicle or get it paid off, you can ask them for an MCO, also known as an MSO. And in that, once that you get that, that is complete ownership. Nobody can ever take that away from you, ever, ever, ever. Here's another thing. If you put your vehicles in trust, and we guide people on how to do trust. I did my first trust 34 years ago. And so when you put your car in trust, I'll give you an example. One of our associates was stopped, you know, I don't know, going too fast, red light or whatever, I don't know. And he looked up the vehicle because he was going to impound it. And he put his hands up in his air in disgust and said, "I can't do anything with this. Your car is in trust. They can't take it."
Interesting.
Put all your cars in trust. As a matter of fact, put everything in trust. Put your children in trust. Everything.
Awesome. Well, listen, yes. Thank you so much for joining us today. And tell us again about the Des Moines meeting, because I'm interested in going. It's April 1st and 2nd, Des Moines,
yes.
Iowa.
April 1st and 2nd. And it's going to be a 2-day workshop, usually about 6 to 8 hours a day, with, of course, a beautiful breaks in between. And we go through the entire step-by-step process of correcting your status. In addition to that, depending on the people that walk through the door, don't forget, trust law is sacred. So we don't give it out to people that still have fight in them. But if they are truly living as a child of God and their heart is open and their love, you can feel it, like you, Lee, that then we start to share a bit of what trust law is. Because trust law is more than just documents. You know, the most important thing when you're dealing with courts and the bar system and the foreign state, the most important thing is essence. As a matter of fact, if you go to Black's Law Dictionary, either 4 or 6, you look up, it's stated in there, essence. And essence is substance. So it's either under substance or essence. These are legal terms, actually. Essence is that you are living in the kingdom of heaven and that you are a true child of God, daughter of the King. And that's a certain consciousness that is minus thoughts, really. And it's in truth of isness, of beingness. Essence supersedes documents. Quick story. Working with one gal, She was standing for her parents, which were in her 80s, in a corrupted court system, and bar attorney was trying to steal her parents' land that they had for 100 years in her family. And so she contacted us with only 9 days left. So there's not much time. We call it the 11th hour, but we gave her as much information as possible, a loving person. So we started to institute some trust law there and how to stand and not to defend or get angry. And it's okay to get angry, but don't perform it. Just feel it.
Right.
Yeah. And that's how you purify, by the way, feeling feelings, allowing it coexist with the feeling, whatever it is, hatred, anger, betrayal after trust. Once you become one with the feeling, it melts away and only love remains. That works that way. So there I go digressing again. So where was I, Lee? What was I saying?
Well, we're dealing with the essence, the Black's Law definition.
Essence. So this gal's in there. She screwed the whole thing up. It's a lot, you know, in 9 days to get. But then the judge said, well, wait a minute. Who are you, young lady? Who are you? And she stopped for a moment and she went, I'm a child of God. I love my father and that's who I stand under. And I think she even said, Jesus is my judge. He's the only guy that I stand under. The judge hesitates for a moment, looks down at her and says, thank you. Case dismissed. Oh my God. She screwed up all the forms. But it was the essence of how she won. Because the courts, they can't deal with love. They can't deal with a child of God. Isn't that great? But you can't go in there and say, I'm a child of God, and you're in your head. It won't work. It has to live here. So this is a evolution. And that's what's happening, Lee, with so many people. It's so beautiful. We do so many workshops around the country. We just got back from Orlando, Florida, Asheville, North Carolina, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, so forth and so on. And all these people, standing ovation to our workshops, because we bring in God. We bring in our creator involved with this. It's prerequisite. It's requisite to get this and to stand. Why wouldn't you want to stand with God the Father? You know, why wouldn't you? So in that spirituality, with the forms, you got everything. And that's why we get a standing ovation, because anybody else doing nice. This, they don't bring in God like we do.
Nice.
Lee, so, it's been such a pleasure, darling.
Nice. Americansinaction.info.
Correct.
That's how they can go. Americans is plural. Americansinaction.info. December 1st and 2nd in Des Moines. Or not December. April 1st and 2nd in Des Moines. I'll be there for sure. We're looking forward to this.
Very, very good, Lee. And thank you again. It's been an honor to be with you. You are amazing, Lee. You're so courageous. We've been following you even before we knew you. And we love what you do. And you are definitely a daughter of the King. And send you great love. Thank you so much.
I'm going to get myself out of this. Thank you.
Okay, so good. Yay.
All right.
Thanks. Until next time, let's do that podcast.
Yep. We'll do that. I'd love to have that.
All right. Sounds good. Bye. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.